الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. وبعد، my dear brothers and sisters, as we have been saying, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent and sends Ramadan al-Kareem, and he prescribed fasting so that we become muttaqoon, so that we develop taqwa. Now, fasting is one of the ways of developing taqwa. But what is also important is in the job of developing taqwa is reflection, is tafakkur. It is introspection and reflection on the greatness and glory and majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because taqwa is the desire never to displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because we love him more than anyone else. And so therefore, for taqwa to increase, the hub of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to increase. The love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to increase. And the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for that to increase, we have to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have to reflect on who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. And the first and the best form of that reflection is to make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala began his kalam with the kalima of shukr, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. And this is the first and foremost thing that, if you see Surah Al-Luqman, the advice that Luqman alayhi salam gave to his son, the first of that advice is, have shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the more we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because naturally, if you are thankful, then the love for that person or love for that entity which gave you those blessings starts and it increases. So to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is essential to reflect on the ni'mat and the blessings that Allah has given us, and to reflect on them in perspective. Because reflection is not absolute, reflection is in perspective. This compared to what? For example, many times I have mentioned this, and this is more as a reminder to myself, that I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the du'as, for my du'as which he did not accept. That might sound like a strange thing, but at least those of us who have lived long enough, I'm sure we can recall some du'as which today we are very happy that Allah never gave us what we asked. If Allah had given us what we asked, then we would have been in serious trouble. So we thank Allah for this. I also thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, Allah has not given me anybody who I can call an enemy. But, you know, once in a while you hear various people. But I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also, and we should thank Allah for our enemies. For two reasons. One is because Allah gives us enemies who really have no effect on us. So enemies who are powerless. And secondly, many times, and this is also from the Quran, we are drawn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of difficulties, not because of ease. You know, this is the unfortunate nature of the human being, who is by nature ungrateful. So if he gets blessings, he is not grateful. He is too busy feeling happy. But if there is a problem, then he turns towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we also thank Allah. We don't ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for problems. But when there is a problem, the first thing we should say is Alhamdulillah. And that's why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say, how good is the believer, is the Muslim, is the mu'min? Because if there is difficulty, he has sabr. He asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, doesn't complain. And if he has something good, he makes shukr. So both ways he wins. Because the reality of the worldly difficulty is that all worldly difficulties will end. So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us a worldly difficulty because of which we are drawn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you are getting something which is temporary, which will end, in exchange for something good which is permanent, which will never end, which is the closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we thank Allah also for that. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala obviously to ease that and to deliver us from those difficulties. As I said, we are not making dua for difficulties. We ask Allah to save us from them. But whatever is the muqaddar, if it happens, then we do not complain. We say Alhamdulillah. Because of this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is drawing me closer. And as I said, this is from the Quran. Take the story of Ayyub alayhi salam. Take the ayat of Surah Sajda, Surah Rum, all of these point us towards this. That difficulty comes in order to turn us towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La'allahum yarji'un. So, this is to thank Allah for that. Then, of course, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all the blessings. And the blessings that we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for, we, again, as I said, in perspective. Compare what you have with something somebody else has, which is worse than yours. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in this dunya, look at those who have less. So if you have a wife you are not very happy with, look at somebody who has a wife who is even more of a problem for him. Right? There is no shortage of that. And for a husband, there is even less shortage of that. There are plenty of them. If you don't like your husband, look at somebody else whose husband is even worse than yours. So similarly for children, similarly for any kind of thing. You know, if you don't like your car, look at someone who has no car. I mean, these are all things which in the normal course, how many times have you heard this saying? I complained that I had no shoes until I saw a man who had no feet. How many times have we heard this saying? It's old and dead, you know. But it's old and dead because we don't reflect. We just take the words. Everything in this dunya points towards the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. And therefore, we must always look at things which Allah has given, which turn to blessings. Similarly, it's a good thing to, I'm not saying give yourself pain, but once in a while, put yourself in a situation where you don't immediately go and run for cover. Yeah? For example, in the heat, if there is no electricity, sit at home peacefully for a while, sweat a little bit, so you understand then the blessing of the electricity. Sometimes when I simply sit and there's no power, you sit and sweat, and then there's a little breeze comes and it feels so nice and cool, huh? Because of the sweating. Now think about that. That breeze you would not have felt if you had your AC on, because obviously there would be no breeze because your windows are shut and there's AC on, you don't feel that. But because the AC is not on, your windows are open, there's a breeze coming, and that because of the sweating, it feels cool. Not because the breeze is not cool. But it feels cool because you have the sweating. So, Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us this. So even normal things, think about reflection. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us a mind. Allah gave us a brain. Allah knows whether animals reflect or not, but definitely human beings can reflect and should reflect. And the benefit of reflection is this. Because we reflect, then we are more and more thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. And we turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the fact that He gave us this beautiful method of speaking to Him, which is our salah. Whether it's the first salah, whether it's tahajjud and so on. That's why I keep on saying tahajjud all the time. So that's the reason why tahajjud is so important, because that's the time when we should speak to Allah. But may Allah forgive us, we don't do that until there is some problem. That's why I say, don't give Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, don't put Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a position where He has to turn you towards Him, because He knows how to do that. But you won't like it, right? So don't do that. Don't wait until there is a problem and then you start praying tahajjud. Pray tahajjud anyway, otherwise Allah will make you pray tahajjud. Yeah? So don't do that. Don't do that to yourself. You wake up, in any case, you wake up for Salatul Fajr, alhamdulillah. What's the big deal? What's the big problem with waking up half an hour early? Nobody's saying read Surah Al-Baqarah and Tahajjud. Right? Read Inna Atayna Qulu Allahu Ahad, but do and pray at least two rakat. That is the time to connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the time to make dua. So, again, thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this. How many people are today, if you look at the world, the big majority of the world is not Muslim. You know, no matter how much we like to say Islam is the fastest spreading religion, at the end of the day, Islam is about 1/5. So 4/5 of the world is not Muslim. See the work of Dawah, how big it is. We say 1 in 4 is Muslim. What does it mean? It means 3 in 4 is not Muslim. So which is bigger? There are 3 times or 4 times as many non-Muslims as there are Muslims. They also want, except for the atheists, all the non-Muslims also, they also want to reach God. They also want to have a connection with God. They also want to talk to God. Yes. How much of effort do they make? What do the people who go to Sabarimala, we know from this place, how many people, what effort do they make? 40 days, they fast. They bathe in cold water before sunrise. Now that's okay. In Hyderabad, it's nice. But I know, I used to live in the tea gardens. I had a servant who used to go. In the bitter cold of that place, where you can't even say, in that bitter cold, that Jap used to bathe in cold water at 2 o'clock in the night. Now, how much of, now imagine, we, Allah gave us the opportunity, if it is cold, use hot water, what not, make wudu, nobody said have a bath, unless there is a need for ghusl, you know, make wudu peacefully, come to a nice, good masjid, good atmosphere, carpets and air conditioning and heating or whatever you want, right? Still we don't want to come. How much effort are those people? And at the end of all of that effort, whether they are going to, you know, Sabarimala or whether they're going to the Himalayas or where, at the end of all that effort, it is shirk. It's still not reaching. I mean, imagine, look at this thing. After all that effort, all that pain, still at the end of that, it is shirk. They are not reaching their destination. How much should we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for, if Allah had not sent this deen? If Allah had not sent Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if Allah had not revealed his kalam, if Allah had not given us this salah, we would be in the same place. Even after all this, if Allah had not guided us, we would still be in the same place, because the kalam, everything is here. Some people are not there, right? So despite all of this, we would still be worshipping this God or that God, who is not a God at all, who some name, some, you know, imagination that somebody has created. But alhamdulillah, 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 Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent this deen and Allah guided us to this deen. And then even there, it's not just the guidance of showing a finger and showing that there is a direction. No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enabled us to take advantage of this to the best of our ability. So therefore, we also thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we ask Allah to give us the opportunity to do this more and more. And that's one of the things of Ramadan. So therefore, in today's reminder, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not only for the fasting to increase taqwa, but also for all the blessings of Ramadan. Where the reward for the salah increases, the reward for the sadaqat and qarat increases, the reward, everything. Once and tomorrow inshallah we'll talk about that. But basically we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all of these. And why do we thank? So that we develop the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our hearts, and because of this love then taqwa will increase. And as I said, all the promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are for the muttaqoon. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who are muttaqoon, who have taqwa, and people who love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu more than anyone or anything else on the face of the earth. And we ask Allah to make that love supreme in our hearts and to help us in this dunya wal akhirah. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.